From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate has passed a bill that rewrites the rules for the financial industry. NPR's Audie Cornish reports senators approved it by a vote of 59 to 39.
The legislation passed by the Senate tries to create a regulatory structure that can deal with the problems that triggered the financial crisis. It would create a consumer-oriented bureau to police mortgages, car loans, and other lending. And it seeks to establish a process for dissolving failing financial firms so they don't threaten the entire system. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We can't let things like that happen again. What took place that brought down this country economically, we can't stand by and let it happen again. And that's the difference between this legislation.
Next, the measure heads into a conference where the House and the Senate versions will be reconciled. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair is stepping down. Sources tell NPR the decision is the result of mutual dissatisfaction between Blair and the White House over who has authority of intelligence operations. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the line of authority for the intelligence community has been blurry.
The kind of structure that was created with the Intelligence Reform Bill of 2004 essentially created a structural competition between the position that Admiral Blair now holds and the head of the CIA, Mr. Panetta. And there's been some uncertainty as to who essentially is the leader of the intelligence community.
Blair's last day will be next Friday. BP now estimates far more than 5,000 barrels of oil a day are leaking into the Gulf of Mexico. The company revised its estimate because at least that much is being captured by a long tube inserted into the pipeline break, while more oil continues to gush outside the tube. Meanwhile, marsh grasses in parts of Louisiana are now coated with heavy brown oil. NPR's David Shaper reports that's put even more pressure on officials in St. Bernard Parish, who are ramping up efforts to protect their marshes.
Dozens of idled commercial fishermen hired by St. Bernard Parish and BP are loading their boats with thousands of feet of bright orange and yellow boom at this command center along an intercoastal canal, while other boats are coming back in. Parish spokeswoman Jennifer Belson.
So we send the boats out on a daily basis in different rotations to either do boom repair work or to put new boom in strategic places where we think the oil might be coming in.
Belsom says the nature of the operation is changing because the oil is moving closer and frustration with the effort is mounting. NOAA estimates the total shoreline impact of oil is 49 miles. Governor Bobby Jindal says based on what he's seen in coastal marshes, he expects that number to rise. David Shaper, NPR News, Hopedale, Louisiana.
Europe's debt crisis fueled some sharp drops on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow fell 376 points to close at 10,068. The Nasdaq lost 94 points. This is NPR. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits jumped for the first time last week by 25,000. That's much higher than economists predicted. But the total number of people receiving unemployment fell by 40,000. Researchers have made a vaccine that protects against several types of the dreaded Ebola virus. NPR's Richard Knox reports the vaccine even fights a newly discovered species of Ebola that wasn't specifically designed to attack.
Ebola may be the most feared of all viruses. It can move with ferocious speed and cause massive bleeding. Up to 90% of victims die. Ebola is also on the list of bugs that bioterrorism experts worry about. So scientists were alarmed when a new species of Ebola virus emerged 3 years ago. They worried the Ebola vaccines under development wouldn't work against the new virus. But a report in the journal PLOS is reassuring. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health show a current experimental vaccine protects infected monkeys against the new Ebola species. If further studies pan out, the vaccine might be given to healthcare workers, military personnel, and people likely to be exposed in the event of an outbreak or a bioterrorism attack. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Lance Armstrong is pulling out of the tour of California after crashing and injuring his cheek and elbow today. The accident occurred shortly after the seven-time Tour de France winner was questioned by reporters about new accusations of doping. Armstrong's disgraced former teammate Floyd Landis sent cycling officials emails admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs and accusing other cyclists of doping as well. Armstrong says he has nothing to hide. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.